In a world where selfishness and inconsideration are at an all-time high, while we can't control the actions and reactions of others, we are accountable for our own. Join me as I discuss being accountable to be a better person for you and for others. I'm Lisa Jones, and this is Perspective Unplugged. Today's episode is entitled Accountability, the Path to Your Life's Audit. Our usual agenda includes terms and definitions, some context, and then we take a deep dive. But with this particular episode, I believe all of it may be a deep dive. And I will share terms and definitions throughout, so grab your pen, paper, and let's get started. Accountability, the fact or condition of being accountable, an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for one's actions. Accountable, required or expected to justify actions or decisions. And some synonyms of accountability: answerability, responsibility for explaining or justifying one's actions. Obedience, compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. Reporting, give a spoken or written account of something that one has observed, heard, done, or investigated. Audit, a formal exam of an organization or individual's accounts or financial situation, a methodical review. Methodical, is arranged or performed with method or order. And lastly, checks and balances, a system that allows each branch of government to amend, override, or veto acts of another branch so as to prevent any one branch from exerting too much power or power beyond its authority. Another definition of checks and balances is a system in which power and control is distributed and counterbalanced so as to prevent unethical or harmful actions. In the last episode, we discussed assignments, understanding who, where, and what we're assigned to, when to show up, how long to stay, and why. With that, there is also counsel assigned to you, and you may be assigned as counsel to someone. It's important to assess your connections to see who your counsel is comprised of. You have to know who you can be vulnerable with. There is safety in a multitude of counselors. But not just any counselor, those who are assigned to your life, those who have wisdom, those you can trust. Because we can't go according to feelings, because we know that they are designed to create a pause. So we need to train ourselves to pause before acting. Hold yourself accountable. Counsel and pausing will cause you to reconsider your thoughts and actions so that we can be preventive versus reactive. So what are we allowing? What are we willing to do? What are we willing to accept responsibility for? We talked about amend, override, and veto. Amend means change or modify for the better. Override means prevail over or dominate. And veto means forbid or prohibit. So doing these things, your default behavior will begin to change. Default, an automatic selection without active consideration due to a lack of a viable alternative. And then viable is capable of working adequately, having a reasonable chance of succeeding, capable of growing or developing. So do you work through situations adequately? What does your decision process consist of? What is growing or developing as a result? Is it healthy? Because we know that weeds grow. So we don't just want to be healthy. We want to be effective. Changing up your default leads to better decisions, which lead to better outcomes. Better decisions lead to better responses. Not just a lack of a viable alternative, but lack of knowledge that there is or was a viable alternative. There is an awareness that comes to light when you begin to be intentional about seeking ways to do different and better. Perpetual in different seasons and situations, personal, professional, discipline, and healthy consistency. I had a coworker that mentioned an acronym, CPR, to me. She said it stood for consistent, positive, and repetitive. So intentionality and motive is important, but you have to be consistent in your message. You have to be positive in your message. You have to be repetitive in your message. Some neglect communicating or consulting with others due to not wanting to accept that they haven't been managing their decisions or their lives in a way that gives them the best results or return on investment. They may feel that how they do life is nobody's business. It's not easy to admit fault or being in error. They can also display false humility, wear a mask and pretend all is well when it really isn't. Accountability corresponds to how you show up in your assignments and balance the roles you have, how you execute purpose. I once had a position where I worked in finance doing reporting and reconciliation. I would run reports to ensure all payments were sent to the correct vendors for the correct amounts and that they were all charged back to the correct internal account. If there was something done in error, I would have to contact the department and inform them that there was an error and give them the correct information to use going forward. Now, there were some instances where I could automate processes to reduce human error, but taking the time to do manual checks was still needed. Every now and then, we need to assess and reconcile our connections, goals, communication styles, career paths, parenting skills, and business acumen. How have you showed up in these areas? What are some ways you can hold yourself accountable? We know that what we say and do may be misunderstood or misinterpreted. We can't always gauge how someone may perceive our intent or delivery. However, if you find that others are always offended with your approach, you may need to alter your tone. You have to know your audience, know your circle, read the room. I know as a parent of three daughters, I have to sometimes tailor how I talk to them. I may can say one thing to one, but I have to say it different to another. So you have to know your audience. The second definition for checks and balances mentioned preventing you from unethical practices or harmful actions to you and or others. Audit was defined as a methodical review or a way that brings order. Is there order or chaos going on in your life? Also, in the accounting world, there's an acronym GAAP, which stands for Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. It's a common set of rules, standard, and procedures issued by the Financial Accounting Standard Board. Businesses are held accountable to these principles, but how much more can we be held accountable for how we operate as individuals? We have power, control, authority, and permission. The power to control through authority or permission. The power to control what? Our thoughts and actions. Audit controls are standard practices to measure compliance. Security audit arrangements to ensure compliance. They are used for things like determining if a business has good record keeping or who has access to their data. Who has access to you? Are you in compliance regarding accountability for your internal dealings? Have you set boundaries? Boundaries for spending, social media, to take mental breaks, your emotional availability? All things are lawful, but not expedient. In other words, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Some thoughts can diminish your view. Other thoughts can yield doubt and fear. Words can bruise, words can cut, actions can be fatal. Apologies are good, but again, we're working to be more proactive than reactive. Less collateral damage on the back end. People have been fired for lack of accountability. And then there are those who need to be fired, but haven't due to lack of accountability from their leadership. Whatever the scenario, put a plan in place to prevent future damaging occurrences. Prevent unethical practices or harmful actions to others. Auditing isn't just to see what's missing or what's gone wrong. It can be a metric to celebrate how far you've come. When you begin to be more accountable, you'll notice that you've only lost your temper twice this week instead of five times. You'll be on time for work because you started going to bed earlier. You may even become less irritable. You may notice you've had to apologize less because you started to pause and think before you speak. You've been more engaging in thought-provoking conversations because you promised yourself you'd step out of your shell and commit to learning something new. You've been smiling more because you realize things aren't going as bad as they seemed since you started setting boundaries and taking time for self-care. You've even made a few friends because you've been more friendlier to others and opened your mind up to accept new connections. You've started asking for help or seeking counsel because you realize it's not a sign of weakness, but it's actually an act of strength to step up and advocate for a better you. In hindsight, have you been willing to be accountable? Have relationships, friendships, careers ended due to lack of accountability? How we handle accountability individually affects others around us. Family dynamics in the marketplace, politically, economically, educational systems, social inequities, local, nationally, globally. There is always a cause and effect. Make sure you're contributing to a cause to have an impactful, positive, and healthy effect that will ultimately affect you, those connected to you, those you haven't met yet, and even those who you may never personally meet. When you find yourself in a space where you need to make a decision, or if you know your feelings and thoughts seem a little off and you're unsure of what to do, check in with your counsel. Give yourself some grace and willingly work through it. Have the hard conversations. Apologize. Listen to understand. Be open to constructive redirection. Pride and ego have to take a back seat to accountability. Set boundaries. Learn to say no or not now. Be compassionate. See life through someone else's lens. Speak up. Advocate. Use wisdom. Be kind. You owe it to yourself to embrace accountability. It shapes character. Skills may get you in the door, but a good character will allow you to remain in the room. Accountability shapes reputation. Lack of accountability may cause you to forfeit an opportunity because your reputation preceded you and it wasn't found favorable. Don't run from accountability. Keep it close. Someone's success is tied to you showing up as the best you. Your success is tied to showing up as the best you, the purposed you. Life's a journey. Make accountability part of your lifestyle. Audit well, my friend. Our actions are a reflection of our thoughts. These episodes are designed to challenge your perspective, to consider your thoughts that can lead to different actions. It's my desire to be a catalyst for you to evolve for the better in all areas of your life. Thanks so much for joining me in today's episode. I hope I've shared something that will be helpful while reflecting on accountability and your life's audit. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to submit your questions or feedback to perspective.unplugged@gmail.com. Also, please connect with me via Instagram at perspectiveunplugged to be notified of upcoming episodes. Until next time, live well, love well, be well. God bless.